One of the great paradoxes of Christianity is that life follows death. Life in Jesus begins once a person dies to sin. The Bible says the person who has died has been freed from sin. Tempting a dead person elicits no response. The individual is dead. Paul says in Romans 6:11, "Likewise you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord." When you reckon you're dead to sin, then you're dead to sin. The reckoning makes it so. The person tempted to slander or lie may feel compelled to do so, but should that person be dead to sin, the sin will not be committed. In fact, it cannot be committed unless the person lets go of faith in Jesus in that moment. So how are you to be dead to sin? You reckon yourself to be so. And then you allow Jesus to live his life in you. And he'll do that for sure. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.